This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. Pittsburgh could be headed toward dire financial straits. Meanwhile, Philadelphia could look to the youths and social media to combat crime. Is Bucky's coming to Pennsylvania? And a zoo held a gender reveal party. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. According to City Controller Rachel Heisler, Pittsburgh could be headed toward dire financial straits, reports CBS Local Pittsburgh. Heisler, during an interview with the station's Andy Sheehan, stated how falling property values, mostly caused by the downtown office buildings that never recovered after COVID, paired with continued spending amid falling tax revenues, may spark a financial crisis for the city. On top of that, the sports facility usage fee that Pittsburgh used to levy against visiting athletes and performers was deemed unconstitutional recently, leaving a gap worth millions of dollars in the city's budget. While the city's chief financial officer, Patrick Cornell, doesn't think Pittsburgh will fall off a financial cliff, Heisler believes that Mayor Ed Gainey and the city council should have started to rein in spending last year. Says she, quote, "It's very concerning the position we're in at this moment." Philadelphia officials are considering using young people to help reduce the city's violence through social media, reports Y. This idea was thrown out there during a roundtable meeting on Tuesday and could involve hiring the youth to give authorities information on what Felicia Pendleton of the Nomo Foundation, which seeks to provide safe spaces to the city's youth, calls, quote, "internet beefs." Mayor Sherelle Parker has expressed a liking of the idea, stating, quote, "How smart it will be to ensure that young people who know social media better than some of us could ever know could be advising and doing work with us in some capacity." She also said if this idea were to be realized, it wouldn't be made public. A billboard on the Pennsylvania Turnpike has people a-Twitter, states PennLive. It's a sign promoting Bucky's, that southern convenience chain that has a cult following, and it's pretty cryptic, with just the logo and the words 537 miles on it. Many are now speculating over whether Bucky's is expanding into Pennsylvania, especially since a similar billboard popped up on the Jersey Turnpike a few weeks ago. As Bucky's is remaining relatively mum on the situation, for now, all we have are questions, but no answers. The National Aviary in Pittsburgh held a gender reveal party yesterday, says Pittsburgh's Action News 4. The zoo welcomed two new African penguins a few months ago, and since you have to wait for adult feathers to come in order to determine their gender, employees figured they'd make a shindig out of it. Turns out one is a boy and the other a girl. Happy Friday and Ramadan to any of you celebrating on Sunday. To stay up to date over the weekend, drop by PennLive.com and please remember to rate this podcast wherever you may listen to it and to write a review too, just so we know how we're doing. Thanks in advance. And as always, thanks for sticking with us. I'm Claudia DeMiro and we'll get back together next week for more Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.